Welcome to the call. Welcome, everybody. You have about 2 more minutes. We're going to get started in 2 minutes to dial in, make sure that your teams are dialed in, send out those last-minute text messages. We have a power-packed call tonight. This is Amy Seaver, and I'm privileged to be a Diamond Consultant in Kiani with Team Fusion. I'm honored to host the call this evening. So, again, we're going to get started here in a couple of minutes. You're sending out those last text messages and three-waying folks onto this call. It's going to be a phenomenal call this evening. Once you've dialed in and told us your name and where you're calling from, please push *6 on your phone to mute yourself out, or you can just mute your phone and it will get rid of the background noise, okay? So we'll get started here in a minute or two.
Michael Smith, Wattsboro, Texas.
Melody Perez, Gary, Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
Ali, what other?
Dear Fair,
RGB Takeover, Kiani.
Woo!
Kathy
Miller,
Missouri.
Plano, Texas.
Yo, welcome, can y'all hear me?
Valley, Texas. Woo!
Can anybody hear me?
Dave Newsom from Argyle, Texas.
South Texas.
Carol Montgomery.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Amy C. My privilege tonight is to be able to host the call, so thank you for jumping on. We have some power-packed information for you tonight, and we have an incredible lineup of lots of different folks that have had tremendous, tremendous success in Kiani. And, you know, and Team Fusion is literally exploding all over the United States right now. It is exploding in every sense of the word. And so we are, again, privileged to just be a part of the ground or in really be able to be the one that got in early, to be able to be the one that said, hey, you know what, I was there when. Well, that's absolutely how it is tonight. And so I just wanted you to know that and to be excited about that. Tonight's lineup, man, we've got an incredible, incredible lineup. And so with that, I'm going to jump in here and bring on our very first speaker tonight. His name is Jacob Shepherd. He is a Pearl, and he's 20 years old, been with Kiani for 3 weeks now, and he achieved the position of Pearl with no college or business background. It is his first official MLM, and for Kiani, he was selling cars at Vandergrift Toyota. So, man, what a powerful story, Jacob. 20-year-old, brand-new Pearl for 3 weeks. How did you do it?
Well, I decided to jump in this company. I actually was introduced to the company way back in August, and I've always had a business mindset, and I wanted to see numbers. I did not see numbers at first, but gradually as the months kept going by, I realized I made a big mistake by not jumping in. And in all honesty, I really regret not jumping in when I had the chance. Like, here's the deal. Now that I am involved, I'm taking this full force. I actually lost my job at the dealership because I decided to attend the international event, and I got the pleasure of meeting Kirk Hansen and several other very successful people, and by far that was the greatest decision I've ever made. I mean, I'm so fired up to be involved in this company, and I cannot wait to see where my team goes because we are moving so fast, and nobody is standing in our way.
Wow. Well, you know what? It absolutely looks like that, Pearl in 3 weeks, and it's impressive to watch. You know, one of the things that got my attention early, Jacob, is the very first time we walked into a Kiani meeting back in August, we were the oldest people in the room. And, you know, we were looking around, and I teased people. I'm like, you know, I looked around and said, where are all the parents? Because these are the youngest, sharpest entrepreneurs I've ever seen. And, you know, I felt like an old lady in the room. And so I was like, man, I could be y'all's mom. And so I do feel kind of like that. Steve and I both kind of feel like parents in Team Fusion to some folks because you guys are absolutely killing it. And your age group is, you know, are doing some amazing things. That millennial generation that's so tech savvy and also seeing it, you know, it not work really for your parents, that generation is still struggling to create things financially after working for 20 or 30 years. And so I think that's why the millennials are having such incredible success. So congratulations to you, Jacob.
Really appreciate
you being
that.
On the call. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And I just wanted to say one more thing. I mean, as fast as we're moving, I'm aiming for Emerald this month, Diamond for next month, and I'm trying to make 30 sapphires before the event in August, going on that road rally all the way to Vegas. I cannot wait.
Beautiful, man. That's incredible. Well, you know what? Obviously, we're going to see you at the top, and it's going to be fun to watch you. So thank you again. Powerful, powerful story. Incredible. So the next person that we're going to bring on is Ms. Gina Thompson. Gina is, you know, an incredible story as well. Gina is now a Sapphire. She hit Sapphire in 90 days. She works in school administration for Humble ISD. And Humble ISD, and she has, no previous network marketing experience. She was working with the company Tupperware. But no success in that previous network marketing company. So, Gina, brand new Sapphire, brand new car qualifier. How is Team Fusion different than Tupperware?
Hi, Ms. Severs. Thank you so much for having me on the call. Yes, currently I'm in the position of Sapphire. And, yes, it took me 90 days to hit that position. But you know what? I'm going to shout that loud and proud because I have been persistent and consistent. And even though it took me a little while to get here, which I'll get to in just a second, I am now receiving the benefits of this amazing company. I believe so much in this opportunity, I was not going to give up, and look how it's turned out. It has been so worth it. I believe in network marketing receivers. I had been with other network marketing companies, beginning with Tupperware back in the day, in the mid-1990s. I actually became the fifth highest-selling consultant in Houston in 5 months. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I only earned $300 a month and worked my behind off to get that. Since that time, I had worked in education for 15 years. It's been a very rewarding career. I went back to school, got my master's degree in 2009, but only to find out, Ms. Severs, that there were very few positions available and a lot of people with those same qualifications. So the competition for those positions was very, very fierce. When I was first presented with Kiani, I was very hesitant because I knew how to work hard, but I had not seen a whole lot of payoff from my past experiences. Ms. Julie Marshall offered me the opportunity in December. I turned her down not once, but twice. And that same month, my husband was laid off for the second time within 4 years in the energy business in Houston due to the falling oil prices. So January 1st, I made a decision. I said, you know, there's got to be another way. And I was definitely a variable person that I said, I'm tired of being sick and tired. And I began to see the success that Ms. Marshall, Julie Marshall, and Ms. Alicia Marshall was having in San Antonio, and I kept watching what was happening there, and I said to myself, Gina, Houston is next. So I contacted Julie and Alyssa and came on board. And so through the leadership of Mr. Jordan, Ms. Alyssa, Ms. Julie Marshall has been amazing. And they invited me, Ms. Severs, to come to San Antonio in March to meet Mr. Davenport, Mr. Bradford, Mr. Stevens. And this was really a very pivotal moment for me as I met these leaders and I began to understand the vision and felt the excitement of the company. I came back to Houston with a vengeance and have not stopped since. And I had the privilege to attend the international event in Dallas in April. And I remember Mr. Nieves' importance of attending events, and he said, if you consistently show up at every event, you will be diamond. And you know what? Within 2 weeks after International, I made Sapphire. And so, yes, that's the absolute truth, you guys. Events will give you the encouragement, give you the drive that you need to succeed. I just cannot wait till we can all be together again in Las Vegas in August. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you know what? You're so welcome. And that, you know, you said several things in there that were keys. And, it, you know, I had just talked about, you know, the younger generation seeing things not working out so well for, you know, their parents and our generation. And when you were talking about your husband being laid off and just after working so long in industries, that, you know, that's a very real picture. And one of the things I like to talk about is the fact that, you know, that old model of doing business is broken. And so more and more people are, like you were, looking for the, you know, the alternative and looking for leadership in a new direction. And, you know, I just am thrilled that you have such strong leadership that, you know, that said, hey, you know what, you need to get to this event, you need to meet the leaders. And then not only that, but it was obvious that you were listening and taking notes. And so, you know, congratulations on your success. And we look forward to seeing you at future regionals and also at the, you know, the international event in Vegas. You know what, we all need to be focused right now on that event like we, you know, like our lives depended on it. And it's because they kind of do, you know. Our lives in Kiani absolutely depend on how well we are building from event to event. So it sounds like you're doing a fantastic job. So congratulations on your success, and we look forward to seeing you at the next event.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for jumping on the call tonight. The next person that I want to bring on, so you guys can hear a little bit about her story, is Miss Brittany Marshall. And Brittany, you know, again, is, you know, exactly what Gina was just talking about. She is following that team leadership. She is a Ruby in 40 days. Prior to Kiani, she actually worked at a coffee shop, and she was an independent photographer. And so no experience in network marketing. Obviously following the leadership of her sister and doing a phenomenal job doing that. So, Miss Brittany, tell us a little bit about your experience in Kiani so far and how, you know, how you went Ruby in 40 days.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mrs. Kiedrich, for having me on this call. You know, 40 days ago, I had no idea that I would be on one of these calls as a leader, and I am just so beyond blessed to have been given this opportunity. I'm 23, and I live in Nashville currently. And, you know, I was one of the most skeptical people in the whole wide world when it came to Kiani. My sister, Miss Alyssa Marshall, back in December, had actually presented me with the opportunity, and she was so excited about it, but I was so skeptical that I turned her down multiple times. I ridiculed her. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. But in March, I was actually able to go to come to San Antonio and to see Mr. Mark Davenport speak. And that kind of, that really piqued my interest. And I was like, you know what, I think there is something here, and I'm just going to go with my gut. And so I actually joined Kiani. And then 2 weeks later, I was so broke, but I was so fired up about Kiani that I drove from Nashville, Tennessee to the regional event in Dallas, and my world got flipped upside down. I was on fire. I was so excited. I knew that this was going to work. I was so sick of being broke. That I was just all in, and it's made all the difference for me. At that event, I was able to see the vision of Kiani and really see what it means to be part of a team and to try to change people's lives and get people healthy and wealthy. And I am so thankful for Mr. A.J. Jordan and Miss Alyssa Marshall and my mother, Miss Julie Marshall, and Kenley Mendoza, and all of these amazing leaders in Team Fusion that care about people, because without them, I would be absolutely nowhere. You know, this is a team success, and I say that any rank that we have here on Team Fusion is all due to the people above us and the people below us. It's not just our own. So I am just so thankful for Kiani. It has completely changed my life, and I actually moved to San Antonio for a few months to learn from the leadership and to really just soak up what they have to offer me, because they are doing such a phenomenal job that I want to be a leader like them someday. So my next step is taking my team from Nashville, and we're going to go to Vegas, and we're all going to be driving our white Kiani luxury cars, because they're all going to be sapphires. We are just fired up, and I hope to see everyone out in Vegas, and I want to meet you all, because this is such an amazing company. It really is a family and a team.
You know what? You absolutely said some things there that were key, because, you know, you talked about having a vision for what you want to see in Vegas. And, you know, you're talking about your team, and that's one thing that all of us are, you know, are privileged to be a part of Team Fusion. When, you know, when Mark Davenport sponsored Scott Bolch, he was absolutely visionary in, you know, in what he wanted Team Fusion to be. And he sought Scott Bolch out, Todd Thompson out, and when that partnership was created, it literally changed all of our lives forever. And so all of us are, you know, are visionary that way now, looking to the future of how many lives we're going to change. You know, Mr. Bradford talks all the time about the video, the butterfly effect, and it's actually in the Team Fusion Lifestyle YouTube channel, the butterfly effect. You have to watch it because one life, one decision can change so many lives for generations to come. And so, you know, when you look at your, you know, all of us need to be looking at the future and how many people from our team are not only going to Vegas but are going to be driving brand new cars to Vegas. Our goal is to have at least 500 cars from Team Fusion. And so we're well on our way, and each one of us as leaders, one, have to, you know, just make the commitment that we're going to be in ours, for one, and two, to not go alone, to not just take our, you know, ourselves and our car to Vegas, but make sure that you have a specific number of people that you want in your team to be there with you. And so congratulations on your success. It's been phenomenal to watch, Brittany, and I salute you guys. You're doing everything right to be out there in a brand new market out in Nashville and be looking around to see who you can affect out there in a brand new state. That's tremendous, you know. And I'll tell you, one time when I, you know, when I first got in network marketing, and I was in an outlying area, I wasn't close to the fire at all. And I hear several people checking on the call from all over the country in small areas that haven't lit up, like Dallas or San Antonio or Houston or different markets that have done that. And so if you feel like you're an army of one or two or four, man, I've just got to tell you, one of my mentors taught me one time early. You know, I actually was complaining on the phone, and I was like, man, I'm out here all by myself, and I don't know what I'm doing, and, you know, and there, I have no leader out here. And you know what he told me? He actually told me, Brittany, exactly probably what AJ and Alyssa have told you. And he said these words to me, and it changed my life. And so if you're in an outlying area and you're not around the fire and you don't have your leader in your market, then I want you to take out your pen. I want you to write these words down, because these words changed my life. These words are, stop looking for a leader and become one. Stop That's looking good. For a leader and become one. Because when I was in that place, and I kept looking to my mentor, and I was like, you know what, I need some help out here. I don't have anybody to share the plan for me. I need somebody to help close people. And, you know, obviously we all have incredible technology, you know, with the app. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But at the end of the day, somebody has to plant the flag in that market and say, this city is mine, this state is mine, this portion of the country is mine. And I, you know, and you just have to look at this, all of us have to look at this entire opportunity with Team Fusion and just feel that way, just have a sense of ownership where you plant your flag in your area and you say, okay, Nashville belongs to me. And whatever city that you live in, that needs to be your attitude, where you, all of us, stop looking for a leader and become one. And then obviously we can all tie in to the incredible leadership here. But if you're in an outlying area, man, I'm just going to put that challenge out to you so that you, you know, feel, one, empowered, and two, where you have permission to just go get it and become the leader out there. So thank you for doing that, Brittany. We appreciate your service to, you know, to Team Fusion, and appreciate your testimony and jumping on the call tonight.
Thank you so much. We're fired up. Let's go get them.
You're welcome. And speaking of leaders, oh my goodness, this young lady has just stolen the hearts of everybody in Team Fusion. And she, you know, when I look at Miss Hannah Smith, this young lady is 18 years old. She achieved the position of Ruby in 4 months. She's our youngest Ruby. No college or business background experience. This is her first network marketing company. And prior to Kayani, she was a hostess at, you know, a restaurant and worked at a Lifetime Fitness as their cafe supervisor. So zero network marketing experience. But this young woman has been so coachable, so teachable, and she has become an entrepreneur by literally by being around it. She is absorbing, she is learning, she is growing like a weed. She's doing everything right, and I've just, you know, watched her grow immensely over the last, really about the last 90 days. Hannah Smith has jumped through Sapphire and now into Ruby and is really establishing herself as a leader in Team Fusion at a very young age of 18. She's gorgeous, she's humble, and she's sweet. And so, you know, when you have all those gifts, man, it's easy to let things go to your head. But one of the things that Hannah does is she stays coachable. And I really appreciate that about you, Hannah, because if you stay in that place of coachability and you stay under the wing of Mr. Davenport, Mr. Scott Bulch, myself, Mr. Bradford, you will absolutely be a millionaire by the time you're 25. And so that example that you're setting for your generation is immense. And so I don't take it lightly. And so I'm hard on you because I want you to make sure that, you know, that you're taking care of business and setting up something to absolutely last. So Ms. Smith, we are glad you're on the call tonight. Tell us a little bit about your experience in Kayani so far and about the mentorship of Team Fusion.
Wow. Well, first of all, Ms. Amy Seaver, I just want to say how much I love you and how incredible that introduction was. I've never heard anything like that. And I thank you for letting me be on this call tonight. I just like Ms. Brittany, I used to be on this call, and I'd always wonder if I would ever get to talk on it, and I never thought in a million years I would actually get to be speaking on it at such a young age. And to be honest, the way that this company had worked and how I did everything is I literally, just as you said, stayed coachable. I never, ever wanted to create my own system. I didn't know what the system was like. I didn't know how network marketing works. I didn't know how business works alone. And so I came as a clean slate, and that is what most people really need to get back to, as I see it now. People all the time try to reinvent the system, try to do it their own way, and they don't actually plug into a system that's already created for them, which Mr. Scott Bulch and so many of you leaders have already done for us. Man, I'm just so impressed and so indebted to all the leaders in this company, because without you guys, I wouldn't have been able to create my market through online. Mr. Scott Bulch, I feel forever indebted to, because that's completely how I created my market. And so when people ask me, how did you hit Ruby in so few days? How did you hit it so fast? Well, to be honest, I was at Sapphire for 2 months in a row. And my team was up, it was down, it was like an emotional roller coaster, volume was coming in, it wasn't. And I realized that, to be honest, to make it stabilize and everything, all I had to do was the simple things and just do whatever the leaders were putting up as an example for me. And if I did that, then everything would stabilize. And once I did that, once I stayed coachable, once I plugged into the system and didn't do anything on my own, once I used a third party, and once I plugged every one of my team members into what we had already had, that's when it really took off, and that's when I was able to hit the position of Ruby, and now I feel like my team is way more established than what it used to be. So with that being said, the only reason why I'm at Ruby is not because of how much I put into it, it's how much I actually learned from this, actually everything that you guys have put up for me, how much I've actually sat back and watched everything we do step by step. You, Ms. Amy Seaver, alone have totally changed the way my business goes. Every time you get up on stage and you lead an example of anything, I literally take notes down to a T on every word you say, because, to be honest, you're one of my favorite speakers. Every time you get up on stage, I am totally amazed. Like, I can't even put it into words. You're like a sister I never had, an older sister. And so everything you say, I take to heart, I write down, and I implement in my team, and that's why I'm where I'm at. Without Mr. Sheep, Mr. James Bradford, Mr. Stevens, and everyone else, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And I don't say that saying giving all the credit to you guys. I'm saying that everyone that is on this call tonight really needs to actually respect the system we already have in place and to actually look up to the leaders that started this all, because without you guys, we wouldn't have be able to have the momentum we have now. And so I just want to give it back to you, Ms. Amy Seaver, and to all the other leaders, because it's really you guys who got me to Ruby. I know I put in all that hard work, but to be honest, without the system, I wouldn't be at where I'm at. So thank you for everything you guys have done. And I look forward to seeing everyone in Vegas, because going a little back on me, I walked away from Kayani. I got in September 10th. I got into the company, didn't hit any rank, and I walked away for 3 months and did nothing. I came back to a Kirk Hansen, a regional event in December, came back to actually get out of the company, and I came back and actually saw that the company had went from being only 20 people in a room in September to being over 800 and something people at the Marriott Hotel. And I was like, man, if it's grown this much, and if Mr. Sheep is at the position of Emerald and made $15,000 his first month, and he wasn't even a Jake met him in September, this means that I really need to get back in it. So I was born at an event. That is where I started. In December, I decided to get back into the company. I worked it, and then within 3 weeks, I hit the position of Sapphire. And after that, I stabilized. And so when I say that events are key, they are absolutely the most important thing in this company, is to make sure that your whole entire team is at an event. Because if I wouldn't have went back to that event, I would not be in this company right now. I would not be an 18-year-old making $5,000 a month on average. I would not be in the position I am right now to help people and change their lives. So if everyone wants to help save a million lives by 2018, we all need to be at that Vegas event. There is no excuse for why no one can be at that event. Everyone needs to be there. If you have to hit your ride, if you have to hit the position of Sapphire and get your car, just do it, because I was born at an event, and I know that they're key to this company, because if without events, this would not, we would not have the momentum we have now, and I would not be a part of this company now. So my wise advice, plug into the system, give the respect and that the leaders have set, give all of them respect back, because know that they're the reason why, and make sure that you go to Vegas and that you're at every event that you qualify for. That is what Mr. James Bradford told me, and that is what forever my team will do. So thank you again, Ms. Amy Steve, for letting me on this call, and I wish that everyone, I will see everyone in Vegas.
Awesome. Congratulations, Ms. Hannah. Again, just learning from the best. And, you know, we say, you know, in school, when you were in high school, if you copied from, you know, the smartest kid in class, you got in trouble for that. But here, if you copy from the smartest kids in the class, then, you know, you create millions of dollars. And so, you know, we don't mind you copying. Trust us. You know, it's okay to be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat. And it looks like you've done that, and so congratulations on your success. And you know, speaking of cool cats, man, this next gentleman that I am bringing up here on the line to wrap up our testimonies tonight, this gentleman is someone that I absolutely do not mind following. We've known each other for quite some time now, and there are just very few people in the industry that I have the same amount of respect for. And so when I look at what Mr. David Nieves has accomplished in the short amount of time that he's been in Team Fusion, and not only in his own business as a blue diamond going green diamond, but also as a leader for the entire team, he has worked tirelessly in the Spanish-speaking market, for not only for, you know, his own team, but all of us. He has worked tirelessly with Mr. Mark Davenport, Mr. Scott Bulch, Mr. James Bradford on setting up the events and making sure the slide decks are good for everybody. And so out of everybody in Team Fusion, I feel like this gentleman is the biggest team player for all of the teams. I mean, he literally works tirelessly for every single person, even if they're not in his particular line of sponsorship. So I have the utmost respect for that. I have no problem following that and locking arms with that type of leadership. When I met Mr. David Nieves, the second time back in August, I saw someone with a fire in his eyes that I'd never seen before, because of, you know, just the place that he was in, and he was still hurting physically, and yet his attitude was through the roof. And I'll tell you, you can accomplish a lot of things with a great attitude. And so, you know, that's the first thing, is a positive mental attitude, and that's one thing that Mr. Nieves has taught all of us. So I'm going to back off the call here for a few minutes and let Mr. Nieves have the call. Thank you, David, for jumping on the call tonight in serving Team Fusion.
Thank you, Ms. Seaver. Can you hear me?
I can. You can speak up a little bit. Maybe you can speak a little louder. Are you there?
Sorry, my phone cut off. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Take it away.
All right. Fantastic. Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. I had some technical difficulties when I was saying hello. I dropped my phone and go figure hung up. My name is David Nieves. I've been with the Team Fusion in Kiani now for 8 months on the 12th. And, man, what an amazing, amazing ride this is. Thank you, Mrs. Seaver, for all those nice things you said. It's been incredible, just to surround myself with this type of people. You know, one of my mentors told me that you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And I love surrounding myself with people who are go-getters. They're forward-thinking. They're always positive. They're always thinking about the possibilities, always dreaming. That's one of my biggest advantages that I always had is that I've been a dreamer for a very long time. But 8 months ago, I saw this company, and prior to Kiani, professional dancer, and I have fitness dance studios, and it was very kind of crazy because I have a mentor. One of my mentors warned me. He told me, David, if you have an income that depends on you being there, you're in trouble, because the moment you're not there, income stops. And that became my reality when I suffered an accident and I was not able to attend to my business. And within 5 months, I almost lost everything. They put a quitter claim in my door because to move your stuff, the sheriff would do it for you because I couldn't pay my rent, I couldn't pay my mortgage. And I was hiding my car in my next-door neighbor's garage because I couldn't pay my car because I was injured and in bed with 2 feet broken, casted. They turned off my lights twice. And that's where I was. And, you know, I like to think that sometimes our greatest disappointment is God's greatest appointment. And that's exactly where I was in life. That appointment came through with a conversation, a phone call that came in by Mr. James Bradford, one of my mentors and one of my best friends in the world now. That he introduced me to Kiani, introduced me to Team Fusion, introduced me to this Done For You model, and then the merger of online marketing and network marketing. And the automation of the recruiting process has never been done before. A brand new platform that, you know, two gentlemen like Mr. Scott Bush and Mr. Mark Davenport are pioneering the industry with this. And it's just creating such an amazing spark and creating so many success stories with everybody. I feel blessed to be a part of this and just to be here with the timing of the company, everything that's going on. And I want to encourage anybody that if somebody like Ms. Hannah Smith, 18 years old, and all the speakers that we've been having success stories on this call, including myself, can come from zero to where we are now, I'm telling you, there isn't anybody that can do this. There isn't anybody that can come in here. Anybody can have success. You just have to really believe in the leadership, believe in the company, and get to work. Get to work. You know, I believe we're all going to work hard, and anything that we do in life, it doesn't matter. I'm sure if we take a poll right now and I say, hey, how many of you guys consider yourselves a hard worker? Everybody on this call will unmute themselves and say, I consider myself a hard worker. Well, the question really is now, what are you working hard for? Are you working hard for another person? Are you building any income-producing assets? Because that's the real question. You know, my mentor said to me, David, you're either working hard for yourself or working hard for someone else. And you're either building your dreams or building somebody else's dreams. He said you better have a financial plan for you to get ahead, because if you don't, guess what happens? You most definitely fall on somebody else's plan. And guess what they might have for you? Not much. So you better have a better plan for yourself than that. And that's when I really started thinking. You know, my mentor asked me questions that really got my motors running in my head. He asked me questions like, think about where you're at today in life, and think about where you were 5 years ago. And I was thinking of, man, I remember where I was 5 years ago. And he asked me, what has changed from 5 years till today? And I remember thinking to myself, not a little bit, but not much. Not much has changed in my life. I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. I'm still struggling. I'm a little older now. That's about it. He goes, and if you keep doing what you're doing, what would you be 5 years from now? And that thought really scared me. It scared me to think about if I kept doing what I was doing, that I was going to be in the same place. And if I get into another accident, that I might be in the same situation. So I decided to lock arms with Team Fusion, lock arms with Kayani, lock arms with the leadership, lock arms with the business plan, and I got to work. And that's when in 90 days I hit the position of Diamond, and now I'm Blue Diamond, and we just kept running and running. And thank God for that this Kayani came to my life, because we have been able to impact so many people with this opportunity and impact so many lives. So I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the leadership, everybody that's on the all the leadership, all the entire team, because this is what it's about. It's about helping other people. You know, you can have anything in life that you want if you just simply help enough people get what they want. And this is really what it's about. It's about helping other people, changing people's lives financially, like I just changed mine, changing people's life like through better wealth and better health, more importantly, of course, and most definitely giving back. You know, we have an amazing charity program where we feed hungry children and we're able to feed hungry children plus build schools with homeless children throughout the world. I mean, what organization do you know that does all this? I mean, everything that we have is designed for people to win. And not only but to win, with a purpose, to win with a better cause, with a greater cause of their lives. Because again, helping other people and doing more for others. You know, I love their Bible verse of, you know, and when this is something one of my mentors shared with me, he told me that, you know, the greatest secret to success was given to us by Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mountain, when he said, so whoever walks with you, asks you to walk with them a mile, you go too. It's about serving other people. And this team does that. This company does that. And our philosophy is simple. No one gets left behind. We're a very close team. We're different. I've never seen anything like this before. I have never seen anything like this before, and I've been a part of many different businesses, and then nothing like this before. So I'm just grateful to be here. If you're listening to this for the first time, get started with us. It's gonna be I promise you won't regret it. So thank you for having me on the call, Mrs. Seaver. Your leadership is incredible. I learn from you so much every single day. You know, your CDs and everything that you do for this team is incredible as well. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. Nieves. And you know, I hope you guys were taking notes on that. You know, I want to say something. You know, when you look back at the history of network marketing, let's take Amway, for example. The Van Andels started Amway in 1959, and now their children and grandchildren are billionaires. So we're not speaking of pipe dreams on this call right now. When Mr. Mark Davenport put the vision out there that we're going to save a million lives by 2018, the math is there. The numbers are correct. And it really requires very little of us in going and getting three customers, getting a couple of people, three people to donate potato packs, and to just build at the level that we're building right now. That goal is absolutely going to be reached. And so when I look at the level of leadership, just in the testimonials that you heard tonight on the call, if you are on this call as a guest, then, you know, we have plans for you. We have plans because, you know, we put in lots of hours of working and strategic planning and making sure that we can provide the best team and the best home for anyone, whether they've had network marketing experience or whether they are coming 18 fresh out of high school, or if you've been, you know, kind of beat up in the industry and bounced around, that is the whole purpose for Stop the Rock. It's stop starting over and come on over here and provide the leadership. You know, I talk to people all the time that have, you know, again, have been beat up a little bit in the industry, or maybe they've tried things before and haven't made any money. Well, here's what I say to those people. I say, you know what, if you've invested in network marketing before, maybe you've been in a company or two or seven, it doesn't matter, but if you've been in network marketing before and you haven't made any money, then consider that the money that you spent on product or going to events or whatever it was that you spent in that particular company, and consider it seed. because, you know, I mean, it's seed and harvest, seed time and harvest, seed time and harvest. And so if you have sown into the industry of network marketing, then you're due for that to pay you back. And so it's time to come over here and harvest and really reap the harvest of the time, the money, the effort that you've sown into other companies. Because now, for the first time in my 20-year history in network marketing, we have every pillar in place. We have the company solid as a rock with vision and integrity in the owners and the top leaders of the company. You have to have vision and integrity. And those are hard to find, especially when you're looking at a number of people, the owners and the top leaders in the field. And so we have that first pillar in place. We have the best product on the planet. I think we can all agree on that. All you have to do is search YouTube and see what we have with regard to the product. So the product is in place. That was another huge pillar for me. Then obviously we have the best comp plan. We have a 52.4% payout on a comp plan with no breakage. That is incredible. So if you're looking at this company, trust me, the comp plan is the best you'll ever find. And when you look at the leadership, then, you know, you have a variety. The thing I love about Team Fusion and the swagger that we have in Team Fusion, variety of leaders that are all extremely driven and extremely focused, yet extremely compassionate. And again, they have vision and integrity. And so the leaders are in place. And the last thing I want to talk about is the system. You know, this done-for-you model and now the app. The app. I put a, you know, I put a little cartoon in the Team Fusion Facebook page today, and it's this, you know, little these two little guys and they're fishing, and one of them is fishing on dry ground because the next one sitting over next to him is Moses, and he's part of the water, and so this little guy's fishing on dry ground and he's fishing in the water, and he's like, stop that, Moses, that's not fair, and that's what I feel like we have is an unfair advantage with the app. With Scott Bolch, Mark Davenport, Tom Thompson, with Kirk Hansen's and Carl Taylor's support. Guys, we have the most incredible unfair advantage. And when you're talking to people in network marketing or if you're talking to your prospects, man, talk about those pillars that we have in place. And the biggest one is that unfair advantage of the of getting the jump on technology. We have an app on our phone that has a business inside of it. Is creating hundreds of free cars. We are feeding thousands of children around the world. We're helping people get free financially. We're helping people make money for the first time in network marketing, where people are absolutely getting wealthy, and it's all within an app on our phone. And I'll tell you, so many times, if I could give you any coaching at all tonight, here's what it would be. There are key words that are trigger words that are negative subconscious triggers. I talk about this in the TNT, that CD series that Mr. Nieves was talking about. There are subconscious triggers that people have, and those words, if they come out of your mouth to a prospect, they're not going to tell you, but they're backing up subconsciously. One of them is the word business opportunity. Another word is meeting. Another word is, oh, you would be great at this. Another one is, are you interested? Those things, frankly, you want to try to pull those out of your vocabulary because people don't realize it, but they're negative subconscious triggers because they, you know, they go to meetings all day, every day. If you say, oh, you would, I thought of you because you would be great at this, it kind of smacks of you know, you kind of need them and they're backing up from you, and you know they don't even know it, and you don't know it, but it's happening subconsciously. And so, if you avoid the word business opportunity, meeting, interested, and you would be great at this, and you say, "Hey, listen, I have an app on my phone that has a business inside of it that's created over 100 free cars in the last couple of months. We literally are setting people free and feeding children all over the world. Would you be offended if I sent you some information on that?" That little quote right there, I'm telling you, see, it's those. There's no subconscious negative triggers that have been implanted because they've never heard it before. They've never heard I have a business inside of an app on my phone. So there's no negative subconscious trigger going off. It's piquing their interest, piquing their curiosity, and you've pulled them in with the power of your words. And I'll tell you, that is incredible to be able to do that. We had a brand new gentleman that sent that out and had six people respond. positively in his very first day, Todd Lance. He's like, he called up Stevie and said, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Because everybody was responding positively because there were no subconscious roadblocks, because he didn't say, hey, I've joined a brand new business opportunity. You know, we got a meeting Tuesday night. I thought of you. Would you be great? You'd be great at this. Would you be interested in coming over to my house? You know, the guy's not coming. He's not coming. And so if you get around that by using that script that I just gave you, that was, you know, it's kind of been fashioned and honed a little bit by the diamonds as we're figuring this out and constantly testing things. And I'm telling you, that one works. So I encourage you to use that and to have strategic acceleration in your business. Get very, very clear on what you want. Clarity is power. So, you know, what you want to do is get clear on what your goal is this month, what it is next month, what it's going to be by Vegas. And, you know, and so it's clear as you can possibly get. And then turn your mirror above your sink to your vision board. You know, dry erase works really well. So as you attain your goals, you can increase them. But put your main why and what your main goal is for the month in your mirror so that you see it all the time. And then focus. Number two, focus. Number one is clarity. Number two is focus. And verbalize what you want every single day. You read that affirmation. Read your goals out loud to yourself, to your subconscious, every single day, and focus for a few minutes. Very, very clear focus on what you want. And then number three, execute. Execute. Make sure that you get a calendar and that you're working by calendar, that you are working with, you know, your top people, that you're working with your top prospects. You know, you have to plan your work and work your plan. And I'll tell you, if you will use highly leveraged activities, what I mean by that is the leveraged activities that are income-bringing activities, and that is sending that script out as many times a day as possible, and then putting people on three ways with your upline that you've piqued their interest. Very, very simple. Sending out those links, making sure that you're not vomiting all over people, but you're just piquing their interest, and then getting on the phone with your success team, with your, you know, what I like to call my senior business partner. I don't like to say the word upline again. That's a negative subconscious trigger sometimes. And so if you can get someone on the phone with your senior business partner, that just sounds better. And so I don't have a downline or an upline. I have business partners. And so if you'll use those words instead of upline and downline, that's another thing that will really help you. So, and I just want to just throw some of those things out there. We've had a tremendous call tonight. Thank you so much, all speakers. You know what, Team Fusion is just got such a, it has such a unique personality as we are moving one. We have each other's back. And, you know, it's obvious that we are going to change the entire industry because of what we're doing tonight. There's a lot of places you could be on a Monday night, but you chose to be here. And I hope with a journal in your hands and a pen so that you could be taking some of these things down. You've heard people give you nuggets over the last 45 minutes or so. So thank you to everyone for jumping on the call tonight. We have the Spanish call coming up in 10 minutes. On the same line, so I'm sure that you, if you have folks that are speaking Spanish, that they're dialing into the Spanish call coming up. So thank you to Mr. Scott Bolts for allowing me to host the call tonight. We always want to thank our upline, our extreme senior business partner, Mr. Mark Davenport, and to Kayani for the opportunity to serve. So thank you, guys. Have a great night. We'll hear you on the Spanish call.